Australia was saddened and shocked yesterday with the announcement that iconic fashion designer Carla Zampatti has succumbed to injuries sustained in a fall at the Opera on Sydney Harbour last week. Let me just explain where the accident happened. It's like when you look at the Opera House from the steps to the right. It's an area called Mrs. Macquarie's Point, named after Governor Lachlan Macquarie. On the other side to the left, you've got the bridge. And then there's this parkland that's used for opera. It's used for outdoor cinema. It's a gathering place. And there's a set of steps called the Fleet Steps. And apparently it was the bottom two steps that Carla fell down and did not wake up after hitting her head. Joining you on the radio to pay tribute to Carla Zampatti is ABC Chair Ita Buttrose. Good morning to you, Ita.
Good morning, Libby.
You were there on the Friday night. Yeah.
I was. These stairs that you're referring to, they're actually man-made stairs. So they actually erect, Opera Australia erects a very special set of stairs to watch the opera, which is on a floating stage on the harbour.
Yep.
So the stairs are quite wide, except for the bottom two stairs, which are much smaller.
So they come in, they funnel in.
Yeah, so if you weren't looking, I think the bottom two stairs could take you by surprise. Only the bottom two stairs have a safety railing. The rest of the stairs do not have a safety railing. So you look at them and you think, oh, my God, those stairs look a bit fearful. It all depends on where you are in the ageing world. You know, for older people, the stairs are pretty daunting.
Mm. So there's a handrail on the bottom two, but not for the rest of them coming down to meet that bottom two.
That's right. So she tripped on the bottom two.
Mm. And you were aware that she fell?
Well, no, I wasn't, because we were, you know, it's in sections, and we walked past and we could see that someone had fallen, but this person was surrounded by people and security people and so on, and they were saying, move on, please, ladies and gentlemen. So we moved on, and it was only later that I discovered it was Carla who'd fallen.
Mm. Did you realise the fall was so bad? Because the latest reports that I'd read was that she was on the mend.
I knew that she had hit her head and that she was unconscious, and I didn't think that sounded too good.
No.
Because often when you're older and you fall, it's very strange to explain, but it's like you have no say in the matter at all. You can't even save yourself. You simply fall. And I think that's what happened to Carla. And so I can see if you fell from a couple of steps, even though they were low steps and near the ground, it's quite likely that you would fall on your head. And as far as I know, she did not recover consciousness at all.
Oh, it's a complete tragedy. I imagine that she was wearing her signature prescription dark glasses.
Oh, she looked
glasses.
Beautiful. She looked beautiful. She was so beautiful. She had a lovely outfit on, a beautiful necklace. Yes, she did have her sunny, well, tinted glasses on. She always wore them. But that was Carla, and she would have had all sorts of things she wanted to do and planned, and probably more designs in her collection. And there you go. It's not going to happen. You see, it reminds you of the brevity of life.
Yeah, and how random accidents can be.
Mm. It certainly does. And she was a founding member of Chief Executive Women, and a number of us have been talking to each other this morning, the other founding members. They call us elders now, and that's probably correct. And we were just talking about, you know, what a waste of her life to end that way, because she deserved better. And we'll probably have a small tribute to her, the elders, at a function that we'll organise.
Can I just talk with you about the concept of the handrail
and
the concept of the fall? I mean, our Premier Dan Andrews had a fall a couple of weeks ago, and that landed him in the Alfred, in the trauma unit, damaged his back. We're now seeing the tragic implications of this. Do we pay enough attention to things like handrails, or are they just seen as, you know, do we actually give them the respect that a handrail should have, given that we have so many elders who are out and about doing amazing things?
No, we don't. It's one of my hobby horses, I suppose. I mean, if you take the Australian Open, now 2 years ago when the Australian Open had big crowds there, really big crowds, pre-COVID, Carla was there and I was there. She had hurt her back, so she sat up the back, and I was down the front. So I went down, no handrail, and you just think, oh my God, these stairs are a bit of a challenge. And so there's one venue there. The other night I went and saw the Wharf Review, which is playing in Sydney at a theatre called the Seymour Centre. Not a handrail to be seen, and the audience were mainly older, so everyone's clutching onto stairs as they're going down the, clutching onto chairs as they're going down the stairs. And there's plenty of evidence of this. I often do functions and you have to do seven or eight stairs. And I say to the organizer sometimes, I think this is an occupational health and safety issue. You should have a railing. And that's the issue. And I think that we are too complacent. Work safety officials are too complacent about stairs, and they don't take into consideration the fact that Australia is made up of many older people. And I often think that we design cities for younger people and older people come afterwards, and I think we should reverse it and design them for older people, because younger people will adapt to whatever it is. Why make it so hard for
us? The interesting thing is that it looks like public health and safety has not adapted itself to take into account that older people are making really valuable contributions to society and are out and about and healthier and more active and fit than they were 50 years ago.
Well, I think that's right. I think Frank Lowy had a fall at the football, and if you look at the photographs, it appeared that he was up top somewhere, up on the top of stairs, and I couldn't see a safety railing. And he did himself a serious injury, from which, thank God, he recovered. But, you know, wherever you look, you can find incidences of this. And all of us who are older, once you're over 65, it's estimated that 1 in 3 people over 65 have a fall. And so it's very common in older people. It's something that doctors rarely talk to older people about. Very few people talk to older people about the need to improve their balance and perhaps take up balance exercises. This is an undiscussed issue in Australia, and I think it's about time we addressed it and we did something about it and made venues much more safer than they are.
It's just like we haven't caught up with who the population is.
Well, I think sometimes older people are denied a voice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're just seen as older people.
Older people, youth by date, not important. Get out of the way. But you're right, Libby. There's a lot of older people still contributing to the Australian way of life, and a lot of older people are in the workforce. And older people mainly go to the theatre and the opera and the ballet and everything else, apart from things like Blues Fest, which unfortunately was cancelled in Byron this week because of one case of COVID.
Mm. And that's another story.
Mm, it is.
Let's talk about Carla Zampatti. Well, firstly, there possibly will be a public liability issue, so this isn't the last that we've heard of this. Is that what you're thinking?
I can't comment on that. It would be up to her family, and they would have to decide what they want to do, but I'm sure they would be looking at it. There is a report in the paper, one of the papers this morning, that workmen were actually working on the lower steps during the interval, but I don't know for sure what the situation is. All I know is that she shouldn't be dead.
Mm. No. She's an active, amazing woman planning her next collection.
Yes.
Can you tell me about how her clothes, Ita, reflected her verve and drive as a woman breaking down barriers in the schmutter trade when she was doing that, you know, like she was a pioneer like you in her industry?
Well, her designs were always classic, and I think that's why they're timeless, and many people have old Carlas in their wardrobe.
I've got a Carla.
Yes, which they trot out and wear from time to time, and you can't tell that it's an old Carla. It looks like the now Carla, and I think that was the secret of her appeal, and her clothes were very wearable, and they did make you feel good, and that was something she always said. You should feel good when you put on a dress or a jacket or a suit or whatever it is. They should make you feel good.
But she did make work clothes, didn't she? That was the interesting thing. She helped a woman feel still womanly and yet powerful within a work environment that mightn't have been friendly.
Well, she always said a woman can do anything, and she certainly believed that, and that was something that she said even way back in the 70s when women were starting to realise that hey, you could be married and have children and still work. It was all right to have ambition. So she always encouraged women to think like that and to be in charge of how they look. And so she didn't dictate a look. She just presented looks for us to consider. And, you know, you can run into... I was speaking to Wendy McCarthy this morning and she was telling me about a time she went to a function in a lovely red linen dress by Carla, and Wendy was going to make a speech, and Carla turned up, and she was wearing the same linen red dress. And so they just laughed together and sat together and really made a statement. And so you do sometimes see someone else wearing a similar Carla to what you've got, but it doesn't seem to matter because it's a brand that we're all pleased to wear. And I'm very concerned about what might happen to her label now that she's no longer here. You know, her daughter Bianca has her own fashion range, so perhaps she'll take over. I don't know. I think that'd be all up in the air. The children would be devastated by this.
Yes, she leaves behind three children and nine grandchildren, is my understanding. A statement from Gladys Berejiklian this morning says the family of Australian fashion icon Carla Zampatti AC has accepted the New South Wales government's offer of a state funeral. Carla was talented, generous and inspiring, a true trailblazer in every respect. On behalf of the people of New South Wales, I extend my deepest condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of Carla. But you're telling me this morning, Ida Buttrose, that the elders, the women who were alliances of Carla, who came through with Carla, maybe you were all in different industries, but you were colleagues, are not happy with this and feel like an injustice has been done to the end of Carla's life.
Well, we're unhappy about the way it's ended, but we're delighted to hear she's getting a state funeral. I think it's a wonderful tribute to her, and I don't wish to be flippant, but it certainly will be a very fashionable one. I'm sure there will be a lot of Carla Zampattis being worn to honour the designer.
And finally, your tribute, how shall we remember this amazing woman?
As someone who was always there for you, know, she was very encouraging to other women. You could talk to her about anything. She was discreet. She was very supportive. She mentored all sorts of people. She was very prominent in the arts. She was very, very philanthropic in that regard. There was nothing she didn't have a go at. As she said, women can do anything, and she was evidence of that.
Ida Buttrose, thank you for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Libby.
Good to talk with you. The chair of the ABC, Ida Buttrose, paying tribute to fashion designer Carla Zampatti, who has been awarded, offered, accepted a state funeral by the New South Wales government.